The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba.
Today is Tuesday, September 26, 2023. The International Committee for Peace, Justice, and Dignity to the People demanded justice from the United States government in the terrorist act on Sunday, using incendiary devices against the Cuban embassy in Washington. The group issued a statement questioning where is the protection of diplomatic headquarters established by the Vienna Convention, which the United States government is obliged to comply with. This is the second time that this embassy, located less than 10 blocks from the White House, suffers a terrorist attack. The committee emphasizes in its statement that over six decades, these terrorist attacks have caused 3,478 deaths and 2,099 injuries. One in every 1,972 Cubans has been a victim of terrorism that is created with total impunity in the United States. It also demands that President Joe Biden's administration end impunity for terrorism, expressions of criminal anti-Cuban hatred broadcast by media outlets in Florida, and immediately remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. The U.S. National Network on Cuba and other organizations of solidarity with Cuba called for an emergency demonstration on Monday in front of Cuban embassy in Washington, D.C. to condemn the terrorist firebombing of diplomatic headquarters. Two Molotov cocktails were hurled at the building Sunday in the second violent attack in recent years. The National Network on Cuba firmly believes that it is the U.S. government and the Biden administration that is responsible for continuing to fund a campaign of violent extremist hatred against Cuba. Cuba counts on cutting-edge technology to achieve greater effectiveness of marine and hydrometeorological forecasts, in addition to oil spills management at the Institute of Meteorology, INSMET. The Marine Surveillance Radar, SAR, is an international project with Italian scientific institutions whose main executor is INSMET, with the participation of the Petroleum Research Center and the Institute of Marine Sciences, including users from several Cuban entities. INSMET specialists noted that the new method allows linking the performance of SAR technology with the model of oil drift at sea. The main expert of the Marine Meteorology Center, Alejandro Rodriguez, pointed out that these technologies were used in the area where Hurricane Ian crossed western Cuba in September 2022 and facilitated to determine the maximum extent of coastal flooding. Rodriguez thanked the collaboration of the Italian entities involved in the training of the Cuban specialists and the transfer of technology, as well as the support of the Ministry of Environment and Energy Security as donor and the United Nations Development Program as facilitator of the environmental initiative. Holguín is an important tourist destination in Cuba whose natural scenery and archaeological values currently make it the meeting point for some 400 travel agents attending the mega farm organized by Havana Tour. Officials of Havana Tour SA, the international group of tour operators and travel agencies, stated this figure exceeds the initial projection, to which 30 media have joined, including television stations, specialized tourism press, and national media from 12 countries. The tourist infrastructure of the northern coast of Holguín has more than 6,400 rooms, without counting those designed for lovers of nature or city tourism. Havana Tour highlights that the central venue of the Mega Farm in the framework of World Tourism Day on September 27 will be the Brisas Guardalavaca Hotel of Cubanacan Hotel Group, one of the first facilities built in the area. Cuba, as a tourist destination, is experiencing a gradual recovery and expects to reach more than 3.5 million visitors at the end of this year. The Lebanese Communist Party expressed its solidarity with Cuba against the terrorist attack on the Cuban embassy in the United States last Sunday. The secretary of the political organization, Hanna Garib, condemned the attack on the Cuban delegation in Washington, D.C., and affirmed her support to Cuba as a symbol of national and social liberation. At the same time, the Friendship Association in Lebanon described as cowardly the terrorist action against the diplomatic headquarters and expressed its repudiation of these serious events. Signed by its president, Maurice Nora, the group reiterated its solidarity with the Cuban Revolution and its sovereignty. Also, the League of Palestinian Graduates of Cuban Universities and Institutes, while repudiating the event, recalled how terrorist gangs supported, financed, trained, manipulated, and directed by the CIA operate inside and outside the territory of the United States. And in the international agenda, we have that the Constitutional Council of Chile will continue voting on the proposal for the new constitution, which generates rejection and concern in various Chilean political and social sectors. The council, dominated by the extremist Republican Party and its allies from Chile Vamos, approved the reduction of the number of members of the Chamber of Deputies from the current 155 seats to 138. Mandatory gender parity among legislators, an achievement for women, was ended. The Republicans imposed a number of regulations described as regressive in terms of individual or social guarantees, such as the prohibition of voluntary termination of pregnancy, restriction on the right to strike and the powers of unions and other trade organizations, and privatization of health, education, and the constitutional status for administration of pension funds, among other services. Even very conservative sectors of the right, such as the mayor of the commune of Providencia, Evelyn Matei, stated that they would not risk their political capital to support a constitution like this. Meanwhile, the government of Mexico is reinforcing its border with Guatemala due to the intensification of clashes between the Jalisco Nueva Generación and Sinaloa cartels. According to official information, around 800 elements of the National Defense, National Guard, and State Security and Citizen Protection Secretariats, as well as the State Attorney General's Office, are already deployed from Comitán to Frontera Comalapa. The sources added that the objective of the troops is to strengthen the presence of these security institutions, prevent the perpetration of criminal acts, and, if necessary, reestablish order and free transit in that region, which is interpreted as also using force against criminal gangs. They pointed out that due to the fact that videos have circulated of armed individuals in the area, as well as groups that identify themselves as members of social organizations and carry out various blockades, these strategies were agreed upon in order to protect the integrity and security of the population. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.